You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Danny Conwell, owner of Felix's Restaurant. Danny, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Noel. How are you? Or I guess good afternoon.
Doing well, Danny. Good to hear you. Your voice. Danny, you know, this French Quarter garbage contract saga continues. Yourself and Marina Kostopoulos, a French Quarter resident, filed a request for a temporary restraining order on the mayor declaring an emergency, which a lot of people think is contrived, you know, for certain. Your thoughts and why you decided to step up?
Well, the only she has created an emergency. I'll give her that. It is going to be an emergency if Ivy is truly terminated and moves out of the French Quarter. We got involved because there are this impacts a lot more people than just the two parties, Ivy and Henry Consulting. You have thousands of residents and hundreds of businesses, not to mention millions of visitors every year that this would directly impact. I mean, the quality of service that Ivy is providing versus what we have experienced historically is night and day. I've been down there in the mornings when the prior contractor was picking up garbage and literally the street, they would empty the cans, but by the time they got to the end of the block, about half of what they had put in the truck had dumped back out. I mean, leaking all kinds of horrible looking fluids and, you know, refuse, public food. It was horrible. And since Ivy has taken over, the place is literally spotless. I don't think I've been to a city where I've witnessed a sanitation company doing as good of a job as Ivy is doing in the French Quarter.
Typically, you reward people that go above and beyond what's required of them, you know, in providing a service, right? I mean, that's kind of been your experience in the private sector.
I do. I always do. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think this is probably foreign to you, right, to have it go to completely sideways.
Newell, are you there? I've lost you.
Yeah, Danny. No, I'm sorry. I said I guess this experience is like completely foreign to you when you have a top-notch vendor providing the services, going above and beyond, and you have a city administration trying to figure out how to get rid of him.
And the unbelievable thing about it is that there is nobody, literally, nobody on the except for Mr. Henry and cousin Oliver on the other side. They're the only two individuals in the whole city that I'm aware of that are on the other side. I mean, there are often issues between business owners and residents in the French Quarter where they disagree. We're unanimous. The business owners and the residents are unanimous in supporting IV. There are often, you know, disagreements on the city council. The city council, other than Councilman Thomas, are unanimous in support of IV. There are often disagreements among legislators or between the state legislature and a city council or the governor. Both houses in the legislature are supportive. The attorney general is supportive. The governor is supportive. I've never said, well, I guess I missed, I said two people, three. I omitted the mayor. But I've never seen any issue where the opinion is so overwhelmingly one-sided, yet the system, if you will, seems to have us barreling toward, a bad result.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm mystified by this whole thing and how, you know, the mayor and the city administration wants to be the salmon swimming upstream here. The French Quarter, and you know this better than most because you have made significant investments down there, it's the gem, right? And it's the straw that stirs the drink in our city. But we don't treat it that way sometimes, and it's mind-boggling to me.
No, it is absolutely the stem that stirs the drink, and I've gotten on my high horse about there are a lot of issues to be talked about. You know, where's all the hotel motel tax going? It's certainly not going to the French Quarter. You know, the lack of infrastructure investment. The historic crime issues, the quality of life issues, the sanitation. But kind of for the first time in a long time, maybe ever, we have made significant, I know you're well aware of the progress we've made in law enforcement and reducing crime. I mean, I'm on the Metropolitan Crime Commission. I know you talk to Raffi a lot. I mean, the numbers are staggering in a good way. The sanitation is phenomenal. I mean, great, better than what you would expect. We have quality of life issues, the panhandling, all of that. But the FQMD, I'm sure you kept up with it, is passed some measures recently, and they're going to get the state troop NOLA back involved, and NOPD, and getting the homeless off the street. I mean, we have so many things going for us, and you know, this is what in baseball you would call this is an unforced error. Out of all of the things that are the challenges we face in life, in the city, the state, the world, you know, this is a challenge that on the sanitation side that we have met and like you said, exceeded expectations. And yet here we are just for no apparent reason, just trying to screw it up.
So what is the next step for you? You have a hearing date on this TRO?
Judge Gates denied the TRO and set a preliminary injunction date of the 23rd, July 23rd. That's a week from today. I don't think that's the end of the world, Newell. I actually even said, when we were talking about this. What are we trying to enjoin? There are no actions that are going to happen between now and then that we would really need, to use the term emergency again, we would need some kind of emergency TRO. So we're fine going to, we're briefing our case to make our, make our case at the injunction hearing next Wednesday or next Tuesday. And we think the facts and the law are on our side. We think we have a good judge, a smart judge, an honest judge. So hopefully he will see it the way we see it and grant the injunction.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to me that, we heard for a long time the city was flush in cash and then they're cash strapped and we create this emergency, we cancel a contract, and then we try to sign a new one paying more, no performance bond, no protections for the city. I mean, it's like we just want to give it away.
and the biggest thing was no diligence on the other contracting party. I mean, yeah. if you were contracting on behalf of Jefferson Parish for a service that required significant investments in capital assets. I mean, this is a capital intensive business that requires a lot of specialized assets. Wouldn't you want to do some diligence on the party you're contracting with and say, okay, these are the pieces of equipment that we need to execute the contract. Show me your fleet. What kind of equipment do you have? How old are they? What are the specifications? To my knowledge, he doesn't own one truck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh. Well, he got very angry with me when I said, you're a facilitator. You're just putting pieces and parts together. And I never believed when I was sheriff that did business with people that did that, because I didn't think it was in the best interest. I wanted, when something was not working, I wanted to be able to put my hands around the neck of the person that was delivering the actual service, not, you know,
exactly.
3 degrees of separation.
And by definition, absolutely, you're correct on the quality control aspect of it. But in addition to that, on the cost side of it, it's just pretty simple logic that if mm-hmm. you have someone in the chain of contract, if you will, who's not adding any service that can be any visible service, that you're doing one of two things. You're either going to be paying more for the same service, or you're going to be getting less for the same price you're paying, because there's money coming out of the system that is not going directly into the providing of that service. I mean, it's not complicated. And as I understand it, the clean right, whoever it is that Mr. Henry is contracting with, that they're a consulting firm too. That they don't have any equipment. And then the ultimate provider of the service, if you will, is what I heard is an equipment rental company. Well, companies that rent equipment don't operate it, so you're going to go rent a bunch of stuff from somebody and then go grab a bunch of people off of the street to operate it. I mean, at least when Richards was involved, you saw some semblance of a real company there. Here, I can't get to the bottom of it. From everything I've seen, I don't see a real company anywhere.
You know, the only saving grace for us at this point, I said this in my monologue this morning, is that we have a mayor's race going on right now, and everyone needs to pay close attention to who's voting where, what, why, and how on these issues right now, because it's going to be a pretty good indication of things to come once they take office. And it's going to be very, very interesting. You know, we are, and I say this with all respect to everyone, we are a third-tier city struggling to become a second-tier city, and we only get there with credible leadership. And without credible leadership, we'll never get there, because we're making low hurdles into high hurdles, and that's what this is. I mean, it doesn't have to be this difficult, for sure. And I'm sure you got much better things to do than go running down a civil district court, right?
It doesn't say a lot about your city to say that you have to litigate to get your trash picked up.
No.
That's not
normal. Good messaging. No, not at all. Well, Danny, I wish you the best. I know that you're well intentioned and a great corporate partner to this city for a long, long time, and we appreciate your willingness to step up, my friend.
Well, I appreciate the chance to make the case again. To me, it's a very easy case to make. The results speak for themselves. So let's just hope we wind our way through the judicial system and get to the right result.
Absolutely. It's Danny Conwell, owner of Felix's Restaurant. Best of luck to you. Have a great week.
Thanks,
we will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.